Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Is he? He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment. We got 5 more minutes with Professor Michelle Jasadowski, Global Research. And he was getting into meetings. I remember when these meetings happened, they started being in, you know, coming out in the newspapers. But, you know, using nukes, tactical ones, on a routine basis, use them against Iran, use them in Iraq, use them in Afghanistan, it's no big deal. Kind of like leaking reactors are now no big deal. And it shows a real nihilistic disconnect, in my view. So I was asking him about this real danger, and he said, yes, if you just joined us, this is worse than the Cold War, because the red telephones aren't being used, and now the West is promoting a survivable war with Russia, and it's not good because it's driving Russia and China together. I really see the soft power of America being lost, and I'm very sad for my country because this is all being done in our name. And but as you said, NATO and Europe's going along with it. Is this just a real sign of serious decadence?
Well, I think it's a sign. Well, let me put it in broader terms. Lying is a money-making proposition. People who lie make money. People who produce nuclear weapons make money. It is a profit-driven military agenda which could lead to the destruction of humanity. Without the incentive to make money out of this, the world would be much, much more sane, because the scientists were hired by the Pentagon to say that nuclear weapons are harmless to the surrounding civilian population. I have the documents on file. Okay? The big defense contractors meet behind closed doors with the Pentagon at Strategic Command headquarters in Nebraska in August 2003, to commemorate the Hiroshima bombing, okay, on the same day, to commemorate, not to say we're sorry, we did it, but to say we're going to commemorate that with a view to developing more nuclear weapons, so that nuclear weapons are good for business. You can look at the multi-billion contracts to build these nuclear weapons, not to mention the fighter jets that go with it, et cetera, and which literally involve a very heavy cost to U.S. taxpayers, right, because virtually everything else is wiped out.
I want to spend a minute and a half, sir, on solutions. I mean, how are things going for the globalists, and what are some solutions?
Well, I mean, to discuss solutions at this stage is complex, but I think we have to target the mainstream media. We have to dismantle the media propaganda which sustains this agenda, because that is their legitimacy. If they don't have it, they can't lie on their own. They need the New York Times. They need the Wall Street Journal, and that is why I think independent alternative media is so important. It's the media battle which is ultimately crucial, and I think that anti-war activists have to broaden their thrust. They have to network across the land, throughout the United States, irrespective of political cleavages. Join hands, examine the truth, examine the facts, and make up your own mind. But essentially, we have to dismantle the mainstream media and its fabrications, as well as its odious discourse, which we've heard in recent days, which says that, in fact, it doesn't really matter if we torture people or whether we kill them. Those people are subhuman, and they are terrorists. And in fact, incidentally, the Ukrainian ambassador to the United States on its website of the embassy, they actually said that ethnic Russians in Ukraine were subhuman, and they have to
be killed. Yeah, I saw that. Professor, thank you so much.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled Penn Reading's Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to make it clear one more time and then go to your phone calls. I love America. I love our republic. I believe we're a special nation, sea to shining sea. And the numbers are there to prove it, that this country has revolutionized the world and been a trailblazer. But what happens when you're a great place? The criminals, the control freaks come in and they take it over. Here's a great analogy that I'm going to your phone calls. When my mother grew up in Austin, Texas, back in the 50s and 60s, early 60s, and went to college, there was about 40,000 people here. And she lived down by UT in what you would call basically downtown. The capital was the technical downtown. When I moved here, when I was a junior in high school, there was about 350,000 people here. And now, 20-something years later, I'm 40 years old. It's about 23 years later. there is 1.3 million metro. And it's estimated by 2025, Austin will have 3 million people here. Maybe more. And I'm nothing against these people, but they're not what I'd call Texans. The Californians, and I'm broad brushing here, some of the folks from other socialist utopias, that they're fleeing the high taxes, the regulations, the bureaucracy. They're fleeing here with lower taxes, less regulation, and turning it into a hell. Where down the road, I might have to leave. A lot of Austinites I've known have left. A lot of famous people have left. A lot of cool people have left. Because all the vampires of the nation, all the empty people that didn't think they would be somebody, if they couldn't be a Hollywood star or a hip-hop star, have moved to L.A., failed, because it's all a big fraud. Hollywood's collapsing. That's in the news today. Worst summer on record. Because we're in a depression. That's the main reason. And they're moving here like refugees. In fact, they are refugees from trendiness. And they're not changing the culture that destroyed them. They're doubling down. That's the thing about a loser that's never won the lottery but keeps thinking, you know, they're going to get their bills paid off by winning the lottery that's one chance out of 10 million or whatever it is. And if you buy a lottery ticket to have fun, sometimes that's fine. I'm not judging you. Do what you want. But we know about degenerate gamblers and the people on welfare and, you know, the kids are starving at home and mama's there spending half her paycheck on lottery tickets. And when she doesn't get her money back, she goes back in and does it again. We all know. And it's that mentality that I see with people that I know that have actually gone crazy. I want to make a whole film about this if I had the time and energy. Where they believe they're going to be rock stars, and when they're not, they go crazy and start announcing they are a rock star and walking around talking to themselves. Or who get a Nigerian email and give $5,000 to it and then go crazy believing that there really is a Prince Abupi that's going to give them $1 million and their ship has come in. Your ship has come in when you work hard, take action, have good ideas, and work with others to build a system. Ships don't just come in magically overnight. There's not enough slots to be a professional baseball player, basketball player, football player. There's not enough slots to be a dictator like Obama wants to be. There's only slots in having a free, open, trailblazing society and being an honorable person and a good father, a good mother. And building a better world. And that's an inside job. That takes being a moral person on your own. You're not going to get it by going to a name it and claim it church that sits there and tells you, just believe in what we tell you and do whatever we say and don't get politically involved and the whole world's going to fix itself. That's like Oprah Winfrey's The Secret that she promotes. You don't just imagine that a well is going to appear in your backyard. You have to imagine that there's water down there, know you're over an aquifer, and then hand dig it down 200 feet, and then you got a well that'll serve 20 generations. You don't just imagine a hole gets dug in the ground. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. I'm going to Chase, Alan, Terry, Bill, Michigan Patriot, and others in a moment. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to get involved on air. But I love this country, but I'm criticizing the globalist, scallywag, carpetbagging, and I don't mean that in a northerner sense. There are smart people in California, smart people in New York, smart people in Michigan, smart people in Indiana, smart people in Florida. I'm not saying Texans are the best of the best or anything. I'm just saying, oh, I thought growing up everybody was like the old-fashioned Texans I knew. Some of them were corrupt and would cheat you, but nobody hung out with them, and everybody wanted to be upright because you were upright, and then society opened up to you because society needs good people. And that's what everybody's looking for, is honorable men to work with and honorable women. But all these trendies think backstabbing, cheating, lying, betraying, making stuff up, being drama queens is how you get ahead. And that's not how you get ahead. It's how you blackball yourself. And America's being blackballed worldwide now from being known as people you could work with and people that would get the job done and people that were tough and smart and had the patents and had the trailblazing and had the bravado and the guts that it took to now being known as you don't want to work with Americans. They won't get the job done. They'll stab you in the back. They want a free ride. That's the stuff that third world countries are made of. Class envy, socialism, class warfare, and everything else we see. So when I hear these criticisms all over national news that, you know, Alex Jones loves Pootie Poot and all the rest of it, and Alex Jones doesn't like America because he didn't want to, you know, fund ISIS or whatever. I mean, give me a break. It's not good for our country to be the bad guy bullying other nations, starting wars, overthrowing Ukraine. That's what happened. Does that mean the Russians are perfect or even good? No, but they didn't start it. And it's in their backyard, not ours. And the same globalists trying to bring down Russia, trying to put a new government in to tell Russians not to have kids. The Russians are down to 1.3 children per parent, per family. There'll be no Russians soon if that continues. I mean, it's simple things like that, ladies and gentlemen. Our government wants us to abort all our children here, but then bring in totally unskilled bots that can be programmed by the state, their new family. This is a sick takeover by un-American outsiders who are totally against our former system of government. That isn't perfect, but let me tell you, is heaven and is utopia compared to what they're creating. Everybody knows that if you feed and domesticate animals, they turn into lazy slobs. Look at the fat monkeys of Japan. Just type that in. Obese monkeys, Japan. And you'll see where the public feeds these monkeys at these watering holes that can hardly walk. They look like the average American. That's what we've become, and I'm going the other direction away from it. Yeah, there are the photos. That top right-hand corner one is the poster child for our country. That's us. And you know what? Let's admit what we've become. I'm going to go to break, come right back with Chase and everybody else has been holding. What do you think the biggest issue is right now? Well, you can talk about the border collapsing and the Russia situation, the Al-Qaeda situation, the dollar being devalued, but who's behind it in every case? Who sets the policy to do it and brags? The Federal Reserve. Who's that? The big mega banks, most of them foreign. Who funds the anti-gun control groups? Who funds Mecha and La Raza? Who funds the abortion? Who funds Heather Has Two Mommies? 99% of the time, it's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, it goes right down the line, folks, George Soros. These people are bad news. Bad news. And they have hatred for you and your family. And it's time that we shop together. It's time that we promote each other. It's time that we promote our culture of liberty. It's time we tell people about others that are telling the truth. And it's time we shun and don't support the establishment. I didn't even plug anything last hour. This hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, the best storable foods company out there. Great customer service, non-GMO, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, or 866-229-0927. But also we have InfoWarsStore.com with the best books, films, shirts, hats, clothing, you name it, to promote liberty, meet like-minded people, and resist tyranny. Got some new shirts out. Check them out. At InfoWarsStore.com or Maiden1776.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We haven't had the Silver Bullet Super Colloidal Silver in for a couple, 2.5 months. We got a limited supply of that in. I could buy it anywhere from these other companies. I wanted the best. And let me tell you, it's good, and it's a lower price than competitors. $19.95 for a 2-ounce bottle of Silver Bullet. You get a great price on an incredible product. and it's an amazing disinfectant, as everybody knows, an antibacterial, and it supports this media operation. Win-win, win-win, win. Silver bullet, the Nason Iodine, X2, all of it, InfoWarsLife.com. Fill our coffers, fill our jet engines in the InfoWar, and I'll run more information warfare bombing raids right into the New World Order capital, and I swear to you and commit to you, we will blow the daylights out of them peacefully with the truth. Your calls coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Obama did a bad, bad thing.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
Let's go to your phone calls. Chase, thanks for holding. What do you think the number one crisis of this whole bucket of crises is right now?
Well, I don't know, sir. I mean, they're throwing it all at us. But I think starting in our own backyard first, allowing the influx of the children, and as Christians, they use our kindness for weakness, and given the germs and everything, I personally think, using the recipe of problem, reaction, solution, say maybe around October or so, or whenever they can say, they've gone through the proper steps, and now they've taken the computer chip. I think that's how they're going to justify chipping the people and getting these phony baloney Christians, the ones that step there and look like a bunch of grinning possums on TV, who I guess I can't remember what the scripture is, but it's like whitewashed sepulchers with dead men's bones inside. And it's not, and don't get me wrong, I'm not judging. I'm dirty rags too. But
can see the premeditated evil. They're telling us that they want to chip the troops. They want to give them brain chips to make them behave. And, don't give them ideas. I think if they said, we're putting chips in the kids for the children, the churches would probably hail Satan and do it if they were told to by Obama. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. I was in a CVS store yesterday and saw all these anti-Obama cards in there. So that shows how popular disliking Obama is. And I know he's a puppet, but if people can say no to the puppet that was supposed to be our Lord and Savior, according to Time Magazine and Jamie Foxx, we can wake up to anything then. Great points, Chase. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Florida. By the way, before we go to Alan, Pew Research report nearly 90% of illegal immigrant children are teenagers. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Go ahead, Alan.
I think the number one crisis we're facing right now is an implosion of the Federal Reserve and the central banking system in the nuclear age. About a week ago, I was driving down I-95. I saw signs for Jekyll Island. I ended up spending the entire next day exploring the island. And to walk around this very beautiful but very creepy place where literally AT&T wireless phones display the wrong time zone, and to know all this is going on in Ukraine and Russia, to know that we've got our bombers loaded, the Russian subs, the American subs are loaded, and to walk into the Jekyll Island Hunting Club Hotel and walk in the room where J.P. Morgan and the representative of the Rothschild family and a U.S. senator and the U.S. treasurer met secretly in a meeting that began on 10-10-10. It just makes it all so real, Alex. You need to go there if you haven't. It's just overwhelming.
Well, you can rent rooms there where they had the secret meeting back in 1913 to set up the private Federal Reserve, the income tax, and to get U.S. senators to not be elected by the legislature, but to be sent to be federal kings, federal legates. I've been invited to speak there when liberty groups have met there repeatedly. I'm just always tied down running operations here. But that is somewhere I would like to visit someday and broadcast from the Jekyll Island facility and go into the hunting club bar area and maybe even talk to them and broadcast from there, because it's important to realize they met in secret for a reason. Bilderberg meets in secret for a reason, because what they're doing is criminal. Great points, Alan. Terry in Virginia, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have two things that are really heavy on my heart right now. One is, of course, the border issue and this formation of the North American Union. Another is I have really had on my heart to issue a challenge to my fellow Liberty University graduates. I am so frustrated with sitting in church, and I love my pastor, and I love listening to the word, but all this stuff is going on in the world, and it's totally being ignored, within the church. My pastor will mention things every now and then, which I give him some credit, because I think on the side he really is, into some of this. He's afraid to speak it out in the church because he might, ruffle some feathers or whatever.
Oh, I know. People think it's a smart move not to speak out. That's why we're going to lose everything. People have to speak out about it all and speak out together.
It's like what I told my friend that lives down in Portsmouth. She's, we've been friends for 30 years. And I said, I believe in the rapture, and I believe all the scriptures are being fulfilled. I said, but that doesn't mean that we won't be sitting in a FEMA camp when the Lord comes back. So we better speak up and stand up for what we think is right and stand up for our country.
Well, yeah, what about all the unborn kids? I mean, let's say you're going to get teleported out of here next week. What about all the kids getting butchered? What about all the tyranny? Look, it's state-run religion is what it is. I'm not saying your preacher's state-run, but he regurgitates kind of what the popular thing
We're
is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
Shooter Jennings bringing us in. He's got a new album coming out soon. I want to get him on. The Death Machine.
The Death Machine makes something.
It's growing.
It's gaining power.
Let's turn up a minute or so with us and go back to your phone calls. Gas mask.
A gas mask is the couture of the summer of rage. The building is graves within the states. You and I, the vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out police state.
Came out with this 3 years ago with Stephen King, of all people. Trust nothing but the love in your mama's eyes. That whole album's good. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Summer of Rage, Shooter Jennings. Williams Jr. is a listener, too, and Hank Williams III. I'm just proud of the fact how many great listeners we've got out there. Hank Williams III is pretty wild, though. I think Hank Williams is pretty wild, too, and then Hank Williams Jr. was pretty wild, so is Hank Williams Jr. III or whatever he is. All right, folks, it is, of course, Wednesday, the 23rd day of July, 2014. We're broadcasting worldwide. Kit Daniels has been working on a story. I have a source inside Homeland Security that told me this months ago, and then it was in the news a few weeks ago that the United Nations is saying call them refugees, and the United Nations is advising Homeland Security as if that's where Obama gets his authority to put our military under NATO is from the UN. Congress complains. Obama says, fly a kite, jump in the lake, and something else three times. Congress says you're not supposed to violate Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution and become the head of the UN Security Council. Nobody ever done that before. And Obama tells them, jump in a lake. New American reports UN pushes to designate illegals, immigrants from Central America as refugees. Townhall.com, same deal. Well, we have a Border Patrol source and also another talk show host has another source with the UNHRC that the UN is down there. And I know they sent advisors down there, but the UN is running the show. And because politicians always, when they're doing some type of crime, want to have some other group certify that it's okay what they're doing. And so you go to the UN for that. And so Kit's about to break an article in the next 5 minutes on Infowars.com. I just read over it, and I don't usually approve stuff, but he wanted me to go over it with him. And so that's going up in a matter of minutes at Infowars.com. In fact, Kit, bring Kit back in here. I want to look at that headline before we go live with it. Because I'm having to multitask here, and then we're going to your phone calls. Briefly, again, I didn't plug anything in the middle hour, so I'm plugging twice this hour. This hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, the best high-quality storable foods out there, bar none, great customer service, non-GMO, high-quality, 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And it's not just the quality of the food, it's the great packaging they've got, these plastic tote bags that are even reusable. They're really professional, really nice. And so MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And then don't forget we have a 25% special running right now. 25% special running on the fluoride shield that is the nascent iodine with five other chelating ingredients to detox the body. And then we've also got the original survival shield 25% off with it together at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And the 1776 sale for the month of July obviously ends in about 6-7 days. Huge discounts on all the Made in America apparel, the belt buckles, the Molon Labe shirts and belt buckles, all of it at madein1776.com or just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, this is an excellent headline. Border Patrol whistleblower, or Border Patrol agents, UN taking control of America's southern border. Now we've got reporters on the way down there right now. We've got our source that I need to get you back in touch with just to get more. We need to do blacked out interviews with these people because that has more credibility. It's more theatrical. We got to somehow let people go. Kind of like Border Patrol told us, Kit's in here 4 months ago, that their order to stand down, we're busing them in. But no one picked it up. It didn't get any attention until we got the video. So I set a $5,000 bounty. I need to put this down on paper. For whoever gets the National Guard grabbing the illegals and then delivering them to ICE and then showing the chain as then the buses roll out a day later. We need to show as people get, see, Rick Perry's putting Border Patrol down there to be a red carpet butlers for the illegals. Okay? So, that came out back in October. So it's more than 4 months. 4 months is they said it again. So I guess how long was October? 9 months ago? 10 months ago? So we know this to be true, but the $5,000 bounty goes not just for whoever gets that footage, another $5,000 bounty. We need an article about this maybe tomorrow. codifying it. And my sole discretion, I paid out $100,000 prizes, folks. I pay every one of them. It's real. But the legalese, I'm the sole person. I will choose if it's real, if it's legitimate, if it's certified footage showing the chain of custody. $5,000, whoever shows that. $5,000, whoever gets video of the UN people and gets them to admit they're UN. And that means after you videotaping them, following them into a bar at night with a recorder. It means doing whatever you got to do to save this country from the globalists, okay? I mean, this is war, people. This is a war. Do everything that's legal and lawful. But you're going to have to be the human. They have these images of James Bond that beats up 300 guys in a movie and is invincible. That's not how it works, folks. It's regular people getting the job done. You're not going to get some little decoder ring from the CIA. You're not going to meet with the FBI. They don't want you to save the country. Some of their own people might want you to. You're going to have to go out and be a journalist. You can do just as good as we're doing. Who's the guys that got this interview with the Border Patrol head talking about how this is asymmetrical warfare? What, Bonanza Media? Little Bonanza did a first-rate job. You're all media. You're all journalists. But operate one-half journalist, one-half counter-revolutionary spy. And let me tell you, just know you're in the right, be in a good mood, get the job done. I've snuck into, you name it, folks, secret military operations, Bohemian Grove. Nobody ever got in and out. They arrested scores of people. I'm nothing special, but I knew the mission was important, so I had a lot of confidence to talk to the Secret Service and the rest of them. And I got the job done. And my reporters do that. We're on a mission. Like the Blues Brothers say, we're on a mission from God. And I'm telling you, that's what you got to do. I want the UN on video. And I want the whistleblowers. I want it all. $10,000 in prizes. And I know you don't need the incentive, but it just shows the value of celebrating independent media and the competitiveness of it. I should have the InfoWars or Alex Jones prize every year, if we can raise the money, depending on the year, at least $25,000. And have it be a year-long prize, like the Pulitzer Prize. Pulitzer was involved in yellow journalism with Hearst. That's what's so funny. It's like the Nobel is a joke. Give it to Al Gore and every other criminal. Now, these are the notes from what I said yesterday about it. Anyways, Kit, great headline. Is it going live yet?
Not yet.
Launch the story right now. Great job. And when you buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, when you buy the Nation Iodine, when you buy the Super Male Vitality, let me tell you something. The Super Female Vitality with women. Made Leanne sleepy at first for about a week. And then, you know, she said it had a different effect. She had to stop taking it. The point is, I don't know one woman that has taken this who hadn't got more energy, more stamina, and other things. So I'm telling you, support the show and get a bottle of Super Female Vitality for your wife or girlfriend, and it will blow you away. And I didn't get into this to sell aphrodisiacs. It was for, you know, it was advertised with the male vitality as stamina, lose weight, work out, feel great. It isn't mimic testosterone. It gets your body to release it. The female vitality, because it's cold pressed organic, only has two other ingredients to the male. And quite frankly, it works on men too. In fact, the men are now just ordering the female vitality. Just whatever your flavor is, just try them both out. Know you're supporting the InfoWar. So I can have prizes, have reporters. I just want to dominate the enemy. I want to kick their butt. And so tell five people a day about the show. Email your friends and family. Post our stories to Facebook, to Pinterest, to... I always have that moment where I can't remember the name of it that everybody uses. That's the Instagram, YouTube. Keep doing it. And we'll destroy their false bots with HUMAT, human intelligence. We will defeat the machines. The war against the machines, by the way, is going on now with these computers and these systems and these megaphone systems and these fake bots in the Pentagon. Now, the Pentagon humans are mad and don't like what's happening, almost all of them. Over 85% on the streets and all the military I talk to, they're good people. That's why they're so freaked out, because they're seeing the HUMAT end where there's checks and balances, and they're bringing in the total digital war mock computers that pose as humans online. And that's in the news, declassified, leaked, you name it. We, billions of humans, can overwhelm and smash their system. If you believe we can beat them, if you believe we have the power. Congress, 7% approval rating. Media, 9% approval rating. Darth Vader is now polling higher than all potential 2016 presidential candidates. That's why folks like Putin, because despite the fact he's obviously a thug and probably a killer and a whole nine yards, he has made Russia better overall, and he runs around shooting guns with his shirt off and, you know, dating the most beautiful woman in Russia. I mean, people are sick of, Obama, who's running around, telling us to turn our guns in. People want women that are women, men that are men. If you're into something else, that's your issue. I don't hate you. But we're sick of being domesticated. We want John Wayne back. Not that he was perfect, but we want that. We don't want this. Let's go ahead and talk to Michigan Patriot. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, brother.
Hey, earlier you had asked what the biggest crisis was, and I'm telling you what my firm belief is, and I have a comment, and I'd like your take on it after I make that comment.
Yes.
I think the biggest crisis we have right now is mainstream media and how they're suppressing the truth and how they're manipulating the populace. And what I mean by that is I was woken up by you, believe it or not, when you let the Kraken loose over at the Boston bombing incident. And that's when I really started looking at independent media. And that changed me dramatically because I started looking at different things. I started realizing that there was more going on that I was being told. And I guess what I mean by all this is if InfoWars did not exist, if Drudge Report did not exist, if these independent media operations did not exist, where would this world be? Where would we be if there was InfoWars back when the Tonkin incident happened, when the Kennedy assassination happened? Where would we be? Well, how different would the world have changed? And I think it's extremely important that people really understand how important your show, Drudge Report, Savage. I really think people really need to understand that, they're getting fed stuff from talking points. And more so now, because Hillary said, we're losing the info war. They know it. And, I think that's the biggest crisis. It's, with everything going on right now, we have so many problems around the world with Israel right now, with the border, with the economy.
The way, there are UN-connected groups that get Hamas to shoot those rockets off, so then Israel responds politically. And people say, well, which side are you on? The whole thing's contrived by the puppet masters. We need to start looking at the big picture, not at what we're being told to freak out about. And it's a real tragedy. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Imagine the world without the printing press. We'd still be in the dark ages. And then imagine where we would be today without InfoWars or Prison Planet or Drudge or without Ted Cruz or Rand Paul. I mean, we barely beat the gun ban in the Senate and wouldn't have done it without alternative libertarian media and without those senators. And that's what's scary. We're barely beating them over and over again, barely beating them. So they just said, hey, we'll just open the borders completely outside of law. We'll just start arresting Tea Party people outside of law and admitted we're doing it to persecute them. I mean, because the authoritarian left can't get what they want right now. They're just cheating openly, which is a big risk to them. And again, I'm not romanticizing the Republican leadership either. They're the same group. But they're not in power right now. The Democrats have the ball, and they're running it towards the end zone right now. And we've got to get maximum effort out to keep stopping them. And we've got to get the debate going about what's really going on at the border, that it's asymmetrical warfare on purpose, by design, to wreck the country. And not about these poor teenagers coming up here who I don't blame wanting to be here. It's about a North American union and a deal with Mexico, the U.S., Canada, and Guatemala to open up the borders and bring in unlimited groups to socially vote to turn the country socialist. Period. Ford Foundation, on record. Congressman Gutierrez, on record. They're coming for us using the cannon fodder. And it'd be like if I was conscripted in Vietnam. I wouldn't be against the Viet Cong trying to kill me. That's the other soldier across the line. But you know what? He's coming for me. And it's militarily dying. And Gutierrez and others say, our people must all be legalized, unlimited, or you're racist, and we're going to get your guns. It's like no other country acts like this or behaves like this. And again, the government's shutting the power plants off. The government's putting regulations in to make all the factories move. It's asymmetrical warfare. Like I kept saying, Godzilla or Pacific Rim is a fantasy movie about kaijus, you know, big monsters coming out attacking power plants. Well, why do they attack the power plants? To shut off civilization, to destroy their enemy. When they shut your power plants off, folks, it's like being bombed by Godzilla. I mean, do you understand that? I mean, it's a military operation. You can look at it. We're being shut off.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I've been all over over the Caribbean, and as the crime rate has exploded, most places that were nice 10 years ago, 20 years ago, are pretty hellish now. But one place I've been to that continues to be nice is the beautiful island of Grand Cayman. I haven't been to the other little islands, but I went there to check it out. And, of course, it's a place where the elite park their money and a lot of other things. So they don't allow open borders. If you don't have a skill, they don't let you in. They allow some immigration. And they have one of the lowest crime rates in the Caribbean. And the place is clean and nice. And the people are happy. And the people that live there have jobs and are paid well. And they've decided, like Switzerland, to have things be expensive so there's a high standard of living. And then the economy just adjusts to that. The globalists are doing the opposite to us. And I should do a whole documentary piece, you know, showing the difference between one Caribbean island and another. I would compare Grand Cayman to Haiti, that's nearby, and what it's like, or it used to be Hispaniola, Haiti to the west, to the east, Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic's nice compared to Haiti. You look at satellite images, Haiti looks like it's been bombed, and the other side is nice. It's all what form of government's in place. And the globalists want a Chicago collapsed type. I mean, not just Chicago in general. The collapsed bad areas of Chicago is the dream model for America of the Democratic Party. Bill in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. We'll go to overdrive and take more calls. Bill, go ahead.
Alex,
hey.
First-time caller. Hey, you had a gentleman on from the American Border Patrol a few days ago, and he talked of a system that could detect ultralights coming in over the border and people coming in over the border.
Yes, he's Glenn Spencer. Our reporters are going there right now.
Yeah, I was wondering if that would detect a drone.
If it was flying low, it would, yes.
So you could have it for, like, home protection.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think drones have become this icon of surveillance. They're really the icon of the rise of the machines and automation, designing it to displace humans. I'm all for machines if they empower and augment humans instead of suppressing us. It's that the globalists are driving the architecture of the robot revolution.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a couple questions. I just want to go through them.
Sure.
The next is I've been sending you some forward some news clips from an Orthodox monk that has been talking about the downing of the plane, and he indicated that Putin's plane was in the area. During that,
that was first on the Russian news, Interfax, and then RT. But then they came out a week later and said that Putin's plane had not flown that route in some time, about a year. But the rebels could have, or the official government could have done that. But it's starting to become clear that I may have been wrong saying it was probably the Russians and it was by mistake. It's starting to look like the rebels shot it down from the ground or from the air. So I'm starting to lean that direction.
I see. Okay, my next question.
I mean, not
is,
the rebels. They were the rebels, the George Soros Nazi force. Go ahead, I'm sorry. The official Ukrainian government.
Okay. I got one other question, so I'm really shifting gears here. What part of the Constitution gives the guys like Harry Reid the ability to change the law in their favor and then accuse others of violating the law? But what part of the Constitution allows them to do that?
No part of it. It's arbitrary dictatorship, and now a lot of members of Congress are taking my lead, I've said this, and calling him a would-be dictator. Doesn't mean dictator for life, but he's operating as a dictator, so it's very, very serious. I appreciate your call. I'm going to do overdrive for only 5 minutes. Some stations carry it, most don't, but I will go to John, and I will go to Brent, and I will go to Bruce. I don't know about Alex because I don't know if we can get 4 calls in, but I'll try. Each caller, I'll give about a minute or so. We'll try to get to John, Brent, Bruce, and others. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex.